Dark Mirror, Chapter 2. Tahu and Kopaka dragged a protesting Takanuva to the Colosseum. Vaki guardians saluted and stepped aside to let the Toa enter. Wordlessly, they hauled Takanuva through winding corridors, finally tossing him into a cold, dark cell. "Make yourself comfortable," said Tahu. "Someone will be back for you, and Toa Tuyet is ready to question you in a day or a week." "If this is some kind of joke, it isn't funny anymore," said Takanuva. "What is going on around here?" But Tahu and Kopaka had already walked away. "What's going on, stranger, is that you came to the wrong place at the wrong time," said a weak voice behind Takanuva. The Toa turned, surprised to find he was not alone. Hanging on the wall from chains around his wrists and ankles was a Matoran. Using the merest fraction of his light power, Takanuva illuminated the cell. He stumbled back against the cell door in shock. The imprisoned Matoran was none other than Takua, a fact that seemed impossible since Takanuva had been Takua before becoming a Toa. "This is insane," said Takanuva. "You're me. I mean, I'm you. How..." "I see," said Takua. "You're not one of the smarter ones. You wouldn't happen to know how to pick a lock, would you?" Takanuva shook his head. If this was a dream or an illusion, it was a whopper. But just in case it wasn't, he fired a thin beam of laser light from his left hand and sliced through Takua's chains. A quick move let him catch the Matoran before he fell to the stone floor. "That's a neat trick," said Takua. "So what are you in for?"
I don't know," said Takanuva. "I'm not even sure where I am."
"Metronui, City of Legends," said Takua. "Of course, these days all the legends end with, and the Toa crushed anyone who got in their way. Or, in my case, spent more time wandering than working. When the Vaki treatment didn't take, they put me here."
"I can't believe this," said Takanuva. "Tahu and Kopaka, insane or worse, Matoran jailed, and me sitting here talking to myself. Listen, where's Gali?"
"In Gametru, of course," the Matoran replied. "She and Karzani run the re-education center."
"Listen, Takanuva paused, unable to bring himself to say the name Takua. "What happened here? How did things get so crazy?"
"It was about 3,500 years ago now," said Takua. "Toa Tuyet tapped into the power of something called the Nui Stone, which gave her the power of maybe 100 Toa. When Toa Likan tried to stop her, he got killed by her and his traitorous friend, Toa Nadiki. And that's it. Tuyet took over Metronui and convinced the other Toa it was their destiny to smash anyone who posed a threat to the Great Spirit. That meant everyone from the Makuta to the Dark Hunters, to Toa who didn't seem enthusiastic enough, and Matoran who didn't work quite hard enough." Takanuva suddenly reached up and took off his mask of power. Before Takua could protest, he had placed it on top of the Matoran's mask. Nothing happened. Takua tore the mask of light off, saying, "What are you trying to do, smother me?"
"Just testing a theory," said Takanuva, rising and putting his mask back on. "Come on, we're getting out of here."
"And go where?" asked Takua.
"We have a date in the archives," the Toa of Light answered, "or rather, below them. And here's hoping Vakama's stories about what's down there. Who's down there? We're all true. To be continued."